Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The relatives of Ukrainian victims of a Russian missile attack in the central part of the country held tearful funerals as they buried the children and adults who were killed in the Russian missile attack. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Almost all of the 23 victims of the attack died when two missiles slammed into an apartment building, including six children. As mourners hold candles, cross themselves, and sing, the priest waves a vessel containing incense over the coffins. He says he knew the children personally and baptized them at the very same church that now holds their funerals. Russia's war has brought more deaths elsewhere, as the governor of a Russian region bordering Ukraine says four people have been killed in a Ukrainian rocket attack on a nearby village. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Meanwhile, as VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports, Ukraine's president is signaling the start of a spring offensive.
Ukrainian forces trained for battle somewhere in the southeastern Zaporizhia region late last week. Ukraine is expected to launch a long-anticipated spring counteroffensive following Russia's winter offensive, resulting in small gains despite bloody fighting. For months, Kyiv has requested advanced weaponry from the West, most recently asking for F-16 fighter jets or similar aircraft. To date, that has not happened in the public eye. Ukraine's president says there's no time left and that the counteroffensive will happen with or without advanced fighter jets. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. Pope Francis says a secret peace mission in Russia's war in Ukraine is underway, though he gave no details and said that the Vatican is willing to help facilitate the return of Ukrainian children taken to Russia during the war. Francis said during an airborne press conference en route home from Hungary that he's available to do anything. He added that there is a mission that's not public that's underway. While sporadic fighting continues in Sudan, there has been a sort of a reprieve for those who are still holding out.
Tons of humanitarian aid, including surgical materials, arrived in Port Sudan. Patrick Yosef is with the International Committee of the Red Cross.
I hope this will be only the first of a number of batches that will come, will be extremely crucial for the hospitals to be able to cater for the needs of thousands of people that are flocking to their doors and waiting to get medical assistance.
The conflict has also put the lives of more than 600,000 underfed Sudanese children in peril. They were already suffering from acute malnutrition before the conflict began. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
Police continue their search for the man accused of killing five of his Texas neighbors, the youngest, who was 8 years old. AP correspondent Julie Walker with more details.
San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers says the shooting happened Friday night after neighbors asked Francisco Oropeza to stop firing in his yard.
The victims, they came over to the fence, said, hey, could you mind not shooting out in the yard? We have a young baby that's trying to go to sleep, and he had been drinking, and he says, I'll do what I want to in my front yard.
Police and FBI searching for the 38-year-old, finding his clothes and phone, but tracking dogs losing the scent. Agent James Smith.
We consider him armed and dangerous, and we're not going to stop until we actually arrest him.
Audio courtesy KTRK. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden is set to meet President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. of the Philippines as concern grows about China's harassment of Philippine vessels in the South China Sea. Marcos Jr.'s White House visit on Monday comes after the two countries completed their largest joint war drills ever. Philippines this year agreed to give the U.S. military access to four more bases as the Biden administration looks to deter China's increasingly aggressive actions toward Taiwan and in the disputed South China Sea. I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.